politie heeft een Rus opgepakt op verdenking van spionage. De man werd vrijdagavond op het vliegveld in Oslo aangehouden. De man woonde deze week een bijeenkomst in het parlement in Noorwegen bij over digitalisering. De politie zou onderzoek doen naar een incident in het parlement dat met die bijeenkomst te maken heeft. De Rus zit de komende 2 weken vast. De Noorse politie is bang dat hij bewijsmateriaal vernietigt als hij eerder vrijkomt. Bij overstromingen in Tunesië zijn zeker 4 mensen om het leven gekomen. In het noordoosten van het land is in een dag tijd meer dan 200 mm regen gevallen. Dat valt normaal in een half jaar. Er is veel schade. Huizen, wegen en spoorwegen staan onder water. Op beelden op sociale media is te zien hoe auto's door het water worden meegesleurd. In sommige gebieden ligt ook het telefoonnetwerk plat. Het leger, de politie en reddingsteams zijn onderweg naar het noordoosten van Tunesië om hulp te bieden. Op de eerste dag van het Oktoberfest in München hebben hulpverleners bijna 500 feestgangers verzorgd. Ruim 90 van hen hadden een vergiftiging opgelopen, waarschijnlijk door te veel alcohol. Het Oktoberfest in München begon gisteren om 12 uur. Dit weekend komen er naar schatting zo'n 800.000 mensen naartoe. En in de Eredivisie heeft PSV overtuigend gewonnen van Ajax. De Amsterdammers waren defensief zwak, mede door het ontbreken van de geblesseerde Matthijs de Ligt. Na 20 minuten maakte Pereiro voor PSV de eerste goal. En daarna scoorden ook Luc de Jong en Lozano nog. Daardoor was het bij rust al 3-0 voor PSV en dat werd ook de eindstand. Eerder vanmiddag won AZ met 3-1 van FC Groningen. FC Emmen, PEC Zwolle eindigde in 0-1 en Feyenoord won met 1-0 van FC Utrecht. Het weer. Vanavond trekt het regengebied het land uit. Alleen in de kustprovincies vallen nog buien, met vooral in het noorden kans op onweer en zware windstoten. Morgen vallen er verspreid buien, maar schijnt tussendoor ook de zon. En dan wordt het een graad of 15. Dit was het NOS Journaal.
Dit is Erwin de Hart van de ANWB. Er zijn op dit moment geen files.
Goedemiddag, dames en heren. Allemaal hartelijk welkom bij de finale van het Ouderen Songfestival.
Het Ouderen Songfestival gaat weer van start. In september en oktober zijn er 10 voorrondes door het hele land. In Amsterdam zijn er 4 voorrondes. Op zondag 2 september in het Leo Polakhuis. Donderdag 6 september in de Rode Bioscoop. Donderdag 20 september in het EV-Jan Twiskehuis. Zondag 21 oktober verpleeghuis De Venser. De aanvang is om 14:00 PM en de toegang is gratis. U kunt natuurlijk ook zelf meedoen. Geef u op via de website www.ouderensongfestival.nl. De grande finale is op zaterdag 8 december in het De La Marck Theater.
Wil jij Nederlands leren? Beter met de computer overweg? Of wil je leren goed om te gaan met geld? Kom dan naar het Leef- en Leerpunt op Oba Belmerplein. Het Leef- en Leerpunt is dé plek in de bibliotheek waar je terecht kunt met al je vragen over taal, rekenen en omgaan met de computer. Kom langs en ga gelijk aan de slag. Je vindt ons op Belmerplein 393 in Amsterdam Zuidoost. Meedoen is gratis. Oba, leef en leer.
Hey, welkom bij Jarmo FMG.
Well, 1, 2.
Your hands, everybody.
Amsterdam. Get down.
Jarmo FM.
Ja. Hallo lieve luisteraars, welkom bij Jarmo FM van zondag 23 september. Ik heb vandaag een hele leuke samenstelling hier in de studio. We gaan weer heel veel Engels praten. Ik heb 2 mannen uit Los Angeles en Bettine Witteshoven uit Amsterdam. En guests. Welcome everybody. Rooster, sit down in your chair, man.
I ain't got no headphones now.
Ik ga je alvast even excuseren voor Rooster. Rooster heeft de ADHD, dus die staat af en toe nog even op en maakt heel veel herrie, maar hij is wel echt fucking gezellig. And that's what this episode is gonna be today, guys. It's gonna be gezellig. Do you know the word gezellig?
I'm gonna take a stab at it. Cozy? Yeah, that's.
Has it got something to do with women?
I think that's.
All right.
Thank you, Rooster. Thank you.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
How did I do on that translation?
So, no, yeah, the word gezellig comes. I think cozy is comes the closest to gezellig. And that's why Bettina is here today, because last week she also helped me with my English. So if I don't know an English word in Dutch, then Bettina is here. She's my translator as well. En nice. Well, today, vandaag gaan we een hele mooie salsa. We gaan salsa, Latin, mambo. Richard Marquez heeft bij Cachao gespeeld. Een hele bekende. Ja, wat is. What is. How can I define the band Cachao?
Well, Cachao is a household name. Whether you talk about salsa or Cuban music or Afro-Cuban music, Cachao, Israel Lopez and his brother Orestes Lopez created the mambo rhythm in 1937 in Cuba. And so that's a mouthful just alone. So he's revolutionized the music over a couple times, introducing stuff like that. There's another genre he created called descarga.
That's a jam, right?
It's a jam.
Okay, we're going to talk about that in a minute. I'm first going to play a song. The funk is here to stay, because today the funk is going to stay, man. All right, ja. En Fiddler, the funk is here to stay. We zijn nog steeds bij Jarmo FM. We gaan weer even verder met Engels praten. Because I have two Americans in the room. I got a Latin American and I got a
Black African American.
American.
I ain't African, I'm black. I don't know about African.
All right.
But you were just talking about that. And usually in LA, you can't get along. Like, is there really a feud going on between Americans and... or between black and Hispanic
What I find funny is that in the California in particular, in Los Angeles, there's kind of a turf war going on. And it's against the Hispanics and the blacks. The blacks who have inherently occupied the sort of poorer areas of Los Angeles and the Hispanics that are coming up to move in there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's turf wars. You know, how dare you come into my neighborhood when you have your own country and do this? Mm-hmm. As opposed to just uniting and going, dude, we're all in poverty. Let's live together. And it's funny. There's a meeting somewhere where these two entities can get along. These two races can get along. And it's through music. Me and Richard are brothers. We don't see color in either of us. Mm-hmm. Yet we're both out of the poverty side of Los Angeles. Him out of Venice, me sort of South Central. We'd have been rivals had we not played instruments. That's the funny thing.
That's so, right.
And music, I look at him music now, connects people, of course.
That's right. Universal language.
Nice, nice. And, well, you also played together this week. Tell me something about that.
We had some musical intercourse.
Yeah, that's right.
Good Ooh, God! Sounds, it was good.
That sounds sexy, man.
Man, we played some music. And let me tell you, Richard, pure. He's great. He's pure drummer. That dude's 100% pure drummer. And I'm a drummer myself. But we had our moments when I went to bass and we were looking at each other like, that's right, brother, you feel that? Yeah. And he was like, yeah. Richard is pure drummer.
Groove.
Pure drummer. Ain't nothing about this.
We met right there because we're groove players, you know?
Right.
It's all about the heart and it's all about the pulse. And if the groove is not there, nothing's there.
Yeah.
So
And you actually found out you were from the same city. You saw each other for the first time. And,
after we played together, I might add. After we played together, then we realized we were from the same part of town.
Yeah, you start hearing the same stories, overhearing the same stories. You're like, wait a minute, I knew that guy. He ripped me off, too.
True that. All right.
So, and did you already listen to the material of the jam session? Or?
Oh, no.
Not yet. We haven't. Look, there were some good parts. There were some bad parts. Everybody's bringing African sort of funk, sort of rock rhythms. As a matter of fact, Euro. Yarmo.
You can call me Euro.
No. Like you got Euro, but I'm going to call you Yarmo until you give me the Euro. No, Yarmo, let me tell you, you played some great cowbell that night.
Well,
let me tell you, we introduced him to cowbell. That man was in the pocket with us, ticking and talking, and it sounded great.
I was like, I was in the background, more cowbell.
Right, we're all the cowbell at now.
The thing is, there's this sketch with Will Ferrell, or it's from a movie, and the sketch is more cowbell. And I see this, I picture this all the time when I hear the cowbell. So I look kind of silly, you know. It's a bit embarrassing, but I was jamming.
Yarmo, the way you came to me, look, you guys are going to play music and I don't play anything. What can I do? I said, dude, let me give you this cowbell. And it go, kind of work it like this. Richard, the pure rhythm machine here, said, here's how you make the different sounds. And then it was on. It was just pure musical ecstasy. It really was.
Yeah, it was nice. We were over at the Electric Monkey Studio in Nord, and our friend Casper invited us. And we had a wonderful time. It was my first time in the studio, even though I'd met Casper before in Amsterdam. And it was just an honor and a pleasure to be in his studio and doing an old school jam session, really like we used to do back in the old days, because it doesn't happen a lot anymore.
No. Right.
You just come into a studio and jam.
Richard, remember those days when you first learned, got your first instrument, you know, your first drum, whatever, and you guys piled the car up with all the amps and the guitars and everything. Where are you going? Oh, we're going somewhere to jam. It was someone's house. It could have been the closet. It could have been the garage. But you were happy to be there
because
you got to emote music.
That's right. And I still have that feeling now. You know, it's funny. I'm 46 years old now.
And looking good, I might add, for all the women out there.
Thank you. Sookie, sookie now. I started when I was 15 years old as a professional.
What?
And 2 years old as a conga player under the tutelage of my father. Cuban born, And, you know, I still have the same joy in my heart and on my face and pouring out of my heart when I play reggae or when I play mambo or when I play rock or funk. I'm a happy dude, man.
That's when I'm happy. And now Yarmo is happiest when he played the cowbell.
Yeah, all man. Right. It's my new thing, man. I'm going to bring my cowbell next week to the studio. Yarmo, I'm just gonna hit my cowbell like 1 hour long.
And that's amazing. Some of the people I've been honored enough to be in the same room with who taught me, you know, humility. You know, about music, and there's always going to be someone trying to rip someone off or do some kind of dirty work. But, you know, if you come from that place of love in this business, man, you're always going to be free. And it doesn't really matter, really, when it comes down to it. Cachao Israel Lopez, one of my mentors in the Afro-Cuban scene, was ripped off many times, man. Oye Como Va was his tune.
Santana did.
I mean, there's a great story about Cachao being
Did you call him Santana? Is that what you called him?
Santana.
Come on now, buddy. Look. All right, I'm going to leave it right there.
Cachao was at a rehearsal with Santana, and they're arguing over the arrangement of the tune. And Cachao, the composer, the original composer of the tune, is sitting there with his legs crossed and his head down, just not saying a word. You know what I mean? And then they're like, hey, wait a minute. This is the cat that wrote the song. How does the song go, man? So he came in and humbly and said, okay, well, this starts here with the bass, and then the chorus comes in, and then the horns come in. But I played with the guy for 17 years. God rest his soul. He passed away. But he had grace, man. He played in jam sessions in Cuba.
We're talking about Cachao right now?
Cachao, Israel Lopez, pre-Music Union, pre-1937 in Cuba. And they play jams like we play jams, man, because we love it, because it makes us sane, because it makes us see clearly.
Give us clarity.
Yeah, I like your passion, guys. And talking about someone else who got ripped off, I got Sly Stone.
What?
Everyday People. I know it's a bit of it's an easy pick, but let's just feel a little happy on Sunday. So I don't know. Do you guys know any of the stories of Sly Stone?
I know him, but I ain't trying to slander nobody. Let me just say.
But he did
what an artistic fellow.
Yeah.
Very artistic. The guy wrote a song on the bed, high as a kite, with a small Casio. And this man, he wrote a piece he couldn't even remember. Music just poured out of that guy's pores. He was very, extremely talented. I was grateful to play with him.
Okay, well, here's Sly Stone, Everyday People.
Every day, people.
Sly Stone, Everyday People. Hey, Richard.
Yes.
Can you tell me something about Mambo?
Mambo.
Mambo. Because Mambo, Mambo is a very...
Mambo.
Very
Mambo,
famous Mambo, word Mambo, or something.
Mambo, it's Mambo a, is a famous word. Mambo wasn't a famous word when Cachao thought of naming this genre of music Mambo. He was of Congolese descent. His mama was from the Congo. And she used to put him to bed at night with mambos. Mambo is a Congolese lullaby. That's the origin of the word. And when Cachao decided to write this genre, they were playing a genre of music in Cuba called danzón. Danzón is an old European Afro-Cuban rhythm that allowed people to come to a social club, like the Buena Vista Social Club, which everybody and their grandmother knows about.
Yep. we do.
Buena Vista Social Club was a real social club. There was many of these in Cuba, and people would come and do like a French quadrille, which is just like a circle. You walk your partner in a circle and you talk, and this orchestra would be playing in the background, and they would be playing danzones. All the social clubs in Cuba had their own theme, and Cachao Israel Lopez was the composer of these tunes, including Buena Vista.
Uh-huh. So he's also involved in Buena Vista Social Club.
He's involved as a composer, and he's involved because he created the genre. And he's involved, his nephew, Cachaito, is playing bass in Buena Vista Social Club. If you look closely at the...
That's Macho? Or is that his brother, right?
I think it's his nephew, Cachaito, yeah. Little Cachao, Cachaito. And so his nephew plays there with Buena Vista Social Club. But Mambo was created... the danzones weren't too slow for people to dance to. They were just walking at the time. So what Orestes Lopez, Cachao's brother, and Israel Lopez, Cachao, did was they sped it up a little bit. They sped up the danzón, and they created the first mambo entitled Mambo. I think we have it, the version that I recorded with him in 1993.
So you're actually playing on this version?
I am.
That's special, man.
It's special, very special.
This is a special moment, luisteraars. Prachtig. We gaan zo dus even luisteren naar Mambo, waar Richard Marquez dus zelf nog op meespeelt. Let's play it right now, man. Now I want to hear it, man. I can't wait anymore. So, hier komt Cachao met Mambo.
Mambo, mambo, mambo.
That was nice, man. That was nice. You played the drums pretty well, my friend.
Thank you, sir. That was the beginning, man. That was the very beginning. I was 21 years old, and I had all, we were just talking in the studio, I had all 60-year-old musicians and up, you know, and so I was the baby of the group. I still am, because even though Cachao, Israel Lopez, passed at 89 years old, I was able to play with him for 17 years, and the same orchestra continues to play to this day. With all of the surviving members, Cachao would have been 100 years old this year. We just did a tribute for him in Westwood, in Los Angeles, and it's just a pleasure. Arturo Sandoval was on trumpet. We keep alive. Cachao used to always tell me, "Sigue la tradición." Rooster was just telling me, "Man, we got to continue the tradition," mm-hmm. you know. And so it's still an all-star band. Cachao's favorite thing to do was bring all the best musicians that he knew in one place and jam. And that's what we still do to this day, man. We have the best people we can find on the instrument. They're there, and they're sharing, and they're playing, and they're opening
it alive.
Keeping it alive, man.
So to inspire the next generation of people who decide to pick up an instrument and get intimate with it.
That's right.
Yes, because I think for musicians, I myself am a DJ as well. Like, I think a lot of musicians are losing their jobs because there's so many DJs. And that a lot of musicians also choose to also go DJ because, yeah, it's easier to get work in because you only have to pay one guy and not like five people in the band. So.
True that.
But, like, bands is always more, it's an extra dimension to music or something. That's my opinion.
And a valid opinion.
Very true.
That's true, man. Right. So, Richard, so how was it to be in a band with all these older guys and be so young? Like, did you party together?
It wasn't always easy, you know, because you're learning and you're trying to keep your eyes open and your ears even more open, and you're learning. So you always got people around you that that are correcting you and teaching you. And depending on their upbringing and who taught them and how they taught them, sometimes it's not always the easiest way to learn. You know, some people like to teach you by smacking you up against the head. You know,
all people are a lot of times very conservative.
So it was, you know, it wasn't always the easiest road. But thank God I went through it because it was probably like my university. Mm-hmm. You know, I never actually went to college. I was touring by the age of 15. So I have my great stories and I have my, you know, I have my hard stories. I mean, I remember being in the studio with, my buddy and brother, Bill Summers, when I was 15 years old. I got brought into a studio to play a quote unquote Latin, pop track. And, word had got out, there was this young kid playing dimbales and, that's the one to call for the studio. So I was brought in. Bill Summers was on congas. I was on. Bill's previously with Herbie Hancock and had his own group, Summers Heat. So Bill's an amazing cat, and brought. We got into the studio and I tried to lay the first track. First take, I failed. Second take, I couldn't get it. I couldn't even start the tune. Third time,
you were nervous.
Well, I was nervous, and I didn't have the ears that you need to have to really be. I mean, I think that was my first big, like, professional gig. I mean, Bill was probably in his 50s at the time. You know what I mean? So Bill, as kindly as he could, grabbed the sticks and said, "Richard, let me just give it a take. Let me listen. Let me see what you're hearing." So he missed the first entrance, and missed the second entrance, and then he took the cans off and said, "Hey, would you get rid of all that fake electronic percussion and get rid of the horns? It's really throwing me off." So then they took all that out.
The basics.
And he laid it down from the beginning of that number to the end. And what did I do? I started crying. First, I held my tears and I went out to the back of the studio and I just cried. I'll never forget it. I was on this big white Mercedes Benz and I was just crying like a little baby. I was 15 years old and I couldn't do it. You know what I mean? So it's like, you have to pay your dues. Everyone's got those stories of, like, you know, and I was like, "Oh, this is probably Bill Summers' Mercedes. I can't do it." But you know what I mean? And then Bill talked to me and he said, "Hey, man, you know, I hear you're Cuban." I said, yeah, my dad was born in, you know, Santa Clara, and lived in Havana. He said, "Do you play the bata drums?" I said, yeah, I play the bata. He said, do you play the bata drums? I said, "Well, no, not really, I would like to." He said, all right, man. He said, come over to my house, man, and I'll teach you. It took me 2 years. By the time I graduated high school, I went over to Bill Summers' house and went over there every summer, every morning of the summer for 3 months straight. And he started teaching me bata drums, and he loved my progress. He said, man, don't pay me, Richard. He said, just bring something every morning for me, whatever in your heart, man. And when I'm going to teach you these drums, or your drums, man, you're Cuban, I'm going to teach you these drums. And
you're Cuban, you should learn to play drums, boy.
And we're going to start a group.
Wow.
And I said, okay,
but
man.
But is this, right. this guy, is this Cachao, or is this?
Bill Summers actually was the integral part. He was the key to introducing me to Cachao, because we started that group, he said, we were going to start. It was called Project Iroko. We went on an East Coast tour, and my godfather called me at the time, the producer of Cachao, and said, hey, Richie, I know you're out with Iroko. How about you guys come and play over to Capitol Records and record with us? Because Cachao wants to feature some of the Afro-Cuban folklore on his albums, which he always does. I said, done. We're finishing in Atlanta right now. We'll be there tomorrow.
Done.
Nice.
And the rest is history.
And Russo, did you know that Cachao has been called one of the best bass players ever?
I did not know that. You know, so I'm getting an education here right now from my boy Richard.
Look this guy up. I think he even has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, right?
This is true.
All right. And I got someone who played with him in my studio right now, so I feel honored.
Thank you, man. And it's an honor to be here.
Thank you. I want to play another song of... It's not by Cachao, by the way. It's by Tito Puente, but I think the original is from Cachao. It's Oye Como Va. I'm not saying it in the right way. I should try it again. Oye Como Va.
That was pretty good, actually.
No, it was very good. I almost thought I was back in Los Angeles when you said them shit. Wow.
It's by Tito Puente, and I think you just also told me that he lost a lot of money on this song.
Well, the original was called Chanchullo, that he recorded on an album called Descarga in Miniature, Jam Sessions in Miniature, in 1957. So, yeah, originally it was his tune. But Cachao, his comment when you say, Cachao, why don't you say anything when all these people steal your songs? He said, boys will be boys.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, boys will be boys. Yeah, they want to get
what
that money.
Said, I'm inspiring them to take it the next step.
Yeah.
Because that's what he was doing by sitting there humbly.
Yeah.
Humbly, letting them butcher his song until they asked him to step in and provide some organization.
Yeah. 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 So it's it's unfortunate, but it's the way that things are sometimes. You can't always get what you want.
You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you get what you need.
Yeah. That's all right.
And do you have any special relationship with Tito Puente?
No, not a special relationship.
He was a drummer, right?
He was a timbale player, yeah.
A percussionist is the official word.
This is the original.
Wow.
Nice. Oye Como Va.
Exclusive of Yarmo FM.
Oye, como va?
Do you hear it?
Mi lindo, bueno, para estar. Mulata,
oye, you need to find it on Spotify, man. Exclusive of Yarmo FM. The original.
Oh, wow.
No, the sound quality is too bad.
Okay.
Yeah, let the master take over.
Rewind.
Okay.
Had to do it.
Let's go. We're going to play the Tito Puente version right now. Oye Como Va. Here's the Don. Tito Puente, Oye Como Va by Yarmo FM.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Ja, ja, ja. Je luistert nog steeds naar Jarmo FM op deze regenachtige zondag. Wij laten het zonnetje lekker in je huis een beetje schijnen. Deze prachtige zonnige muziek. I'm still here with my guest. Rooster Kingfish. And Richard Marquez. Great musicians. And I was actually going to ask you guys, or, well, Richard in this case, you are a resident of Amsterdam, right?
I am.
And what made you come over here?
Oh, man, what a question. It's a hard
the
one.
The gun's loaded.
Yeah, exactly. The gun's loaded.
Put the heat under your feet.
Hey, you know what? Well, the first thing I'll say is I've been shot at twice growing up in Venice. West coast of Los Angeles. That's one of the reasons. I mean, people shouldn't have,
Well, it's not really going from a Laia Dakia over here.
The civilians should not have guns, man. Look at how the people are shooting up the schools. I mean, okay, Second Amendment, true. Whatever, man, hunt. But hey, man, I've been in the crossfire more than once, and it's not fun, and I don't think it's necessary. And every time I see a black and white, to this day in Los Angeles, my heart rate goes up by quite a bit, man. And it's no joke. The police state in my city, I'm feeling it. And
in Los Angeles, dude. You ain't the only one, dude.
Well, I've heard the music.
Yeah, exactly. So people are dying, man. It's a serious problem. Here in Amsterdam, there's some racial profiling going on. I'm not saying that they don't have their own problems, but it sure is a lot less, man. And that's the first thing I'll put on the table.
Yeah, I would say one thing, like, differences between America and the Netherlands, that we are less focused on race. And for me, this is easy to say because I'm white, but when I see, like, documentaries like about O.J. Simpson's, it's like there's so much focus on
what's race.
Yeah, there's so much focus on being black and white, but yeah, it's sometimes
funny in
it's
the
too
studio
much,
right,
you know?
Now. We got a white guy, a black guy, and a Hispanic guy, and a woman, and we all getting along.
And we're all getting
How
along.
How is it? Why can't the politicians take note of us?
We're a good example for the rest of the world, man. Yeah. We just get like a global radio show.
Right?
A little bit of honesty, you know? It's just like, when are politicians going to start just breaking down the honest truth a little bit, you know, and just
when they stop getting paid. Because right now they're getting fat in their pockets and ain't trying to change nothing.
Yeah.
You know, that's the bottom line, bro. It's good like it is because they're getting, the rich is getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. Yeah. But we're gifted because we got music.
Yeah. So, Rooster, you might even have to move to Amsterdam, man, instead of me moving to LA.
You know, you might have a point there. But is Amsterdam ready for all the screaming that I do?
Yeah, I think we need more people like you. We need more people like you here.
Well, one thing, if me and Richard could team up, you know, some special stuff that definitely happened on the music circuit, because we'll take your Dutch music and blend our own stuff to it and make some new music.
All right.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, because, you know, this city's all about, I think, opportunity. And we could just put it on the books right now. We can do something next year this same time on this radio station.
I'll be here.
And put a band together. It could be a trio. It could be a quartet. But all we got to do is put the calendar.
I love it. But I also got to say this is real important. I didn't get to say it last week when I was on the show. I love me some Dutch people. You guys are very friendly. You make people feel very welcome no matter what their nationality is. Because I'm an out there personality, and I'll come and talk to you. In the States, I'll get shot at. Here, you guys
hug me.
That's
what people in Amsterdam also do.
Like, I know, but for the most part, you guys hug me and embrace it and go, I like the weirdness. And you make me feel at home.
Well,
I
you're
like
a good soul, man. Yeah, it's going to be all right. People from Amsterdam will like you. And they will get to know you more, man. We were at a concert last week, and we shake hands. We were going to play that one day. Paradiso, right?
Yeah. Exactly right.
All right.
All three of us. All right. You on cowbell.
I'll be there with my cowbell, man. Maybe even two. Like,
work it out. Work it out.
So, but I want to also let you guys hear a song of a band from Amsterdam. They're called the Amsterdelics. They're very inspired by Funkadelic. It's a good name, right? Only the names, or it's good, right? The names already. It's
brilliant.
I know, man.
Work it out.
And they create this new genre that they call themselves hippie funk. It's a mix of psychedelic rock, funk, and reggae all in together. And Yeah, I just want to let you guys hear it. It's a very long song, so I'm not going to play the total version, but well, I'm just going to let you hear it.
Let me taste it.
It's going to be funky, man. So we also got some funk here in Amsterdam, man. That's just what I wanted to prove. So here's the Amsterdelics with hippie funk.
Many, many moons ago, the funk was alive in the hearts of men and women. The universe was young and vibrant, and the funk was its way of communicating across thousands and thousands of languages. But mankind was easily distracted. She became fickle and unfaithful. The power that this funk was a man. Until this day, for it is today that we retrieve what was lost, gain what was destroyed. Today, we lovely embrace what was taken away by the past. Today, we say we want the funk. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. It's time for resurrection. It's time for feeling the way.
Let it go.
went everywhere the other night we played. The music went everywhere. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
There's some stuff I'm not familiar with playing, but I'm just trying to feel it to you guys.
Yeah.
Those shut up, Rooster.
We should, you know,
let me be quiet.
You know what we should do, man? We should get in touch with Casper and see if there's any snippets there that we can build on.
He's going to cut it. Je luistert nog steeds naar Jarmo FM met mijn geweldige artiest in de studio, Rooster Kingfish en Richard Marquez. Sorry, het is zondag, dus ik heb het altijd een beetje zwaar met namen op een zondag. En ik moet natuurlijk ook nog steeds aan mijn nieuwe tijd wennen, omdat ik normaal eerst altijd op een vrijdag aan het uitzenden was. Maar het komt helemaal goed. Guys! Guys!
Yo, yo, yo!
What do you think of the band, man? The Amstelics. Je hoorde net de Amstelics hippie funk.
I'm gonna say this. I think it's amazing. I had to come 7,000 miles in this Los Angeles to meet a brother I'm so in tune with, who's from the same part of the town I'm from. It's amazing. You could have done this 50 years ago, 100 years ago. You couldn't have done this. But I can link, flying all the way from Los Angeles to here and meeting Richard and having so much in tune with him. It's amazing. I had to come all the way here.
It is.
It would have been nice if I could have just drove to Venice Beach and hooked up.
Right?
But you know what? At least we hooked up. It's all good.
I'm pretty sure you guys are going to see each other in America.
I think so.
I think it's going to happen, man.
I'm writing down my digits as we speak.
But write neatly now because I can't read that well.
They're hitting on each other.
Very visible.
There's love in the air here.
Yeah, we play.
So you also had a special moment, the two of you. You turtle dives. That's what we say in Dutch. But
did you say turtle dive?
Turtle dives.
What's turtle dive?
Turtle pigeons. Yeah, it's hard to explain, but my listeners know what it is. I'll explain it to you later. But you just loved us.
Bettine, the interpreter. Bettine,
my super special translator.
All right.
So you also had a special moment with a song from another Dutch band.
Just now? Yeah, I just pulled up. You want to let them know what just happened? Man, I'm a little overwhelmed.
We were talking about the artist that come out of the Netherlands, and we pulled up Golden Earring, which is, they did Radar Love. So
that's
Richard
right.
pulled it up on his iPhone, and it happened to sync right up with the, what do you call them, Amsterholics?
Amstelics.
Amstelics.
Remember
boy,
the
I can
name,
tell you,
Amstelics.
Because he and I are so rhythmically inclined, we both intuitively heard the syncing up of the two technical entities. You know, it happened to link up with what was going on in the radio. It was a magical moment. We just had a moment.
Yeah.
Lord, was it lovely. You should have been here, peoples. All right.
So that's actually the song that I want to close the episode of today with. I want to thank my guest, Dank jullie wel, Richard Marquez and Rooster Kingfish and Bettine. But it was heel fijn dat jullie er weer waren. Thank you for coming. We had a very, very special Mambo-ish episode. I wish we could talk more, but we only have an hour. So I have kind of a feeling that there's still so much more to talk about with the Mambo. I think we needed more time, actually. But we're just going to play Radar Love, because that's your favorite song, right, from the Dutch band?
Well, y'all need to represent here. We're in Amsterdam, so represent us, all right? Give us some Radar Love.
Give us some Radar Love, man. So this is Golden Earring met Radar Love. En jullie horen mij volgende week weer om 7 uur. Jarmo FM. Dit was Jarmo FM op Salto. Once again, thanks to my guests, Richard Marquez and Rev Rooster Kingfish. Are you guys performing anywhere soon, somewhere?
I hope the Waterhole has a jam night on Wednesday. I tentatively might be leaving Thursday, so that my last night in town might be Wednesday. I plan to go there and jam.
Oh, we're going to get you up gigs, man.
And I'm going with Rooster to jam there, too. So if y'all want to come out and meet us, come on down to the Waterhole, and we'll see you there.
We'll be the two guys with the smile on our face and the American accent.
That's right. Amazing experience artist, so you have to check him out, man.
Pure groove.
And I'm going to let you guys know. Ik laat iedereen weten wanneer deze gasten spelen en wat ze allemaal gaan doen. Dus in ieder geval een fijne zondag nog. Hopelijk blijft het een beetje droog. En jullie horen mij volgende week weer om 7 uur. Dit was Jarmo FM. Doei!
Doei!
Dag!
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's a 4:30 and I'm shifting gear.
Met het NOS-journaal.